Blog Talk Radio.
We get closer, closer to the end. Getting closer to the second coming. The blood of the king.
Blood of the king.
Blood of the king. Wish I could've walked with them, wish I could've talked with them. They did them awful, but it was lawful. Curse is the man I ain't give on a tree. He was made a curse for you and me. The blood of the king,
blood of the king,
the blood of the king,
blood of the king,
the 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 blood of the king.
Get your life together, I'ma see y'all coming back, y'all. Detaching from the things of the world, ain't looking back, y'all. Descendants of his bloodline, the reason they attack, y'all. Come back to the covenant, the truth, and that's a fact, y'all. They put them thorns up on his head, gave him a roll. Cause he our high priest, they ain't even know. They wrote the king of the Jews on his stone. Give all praise to the ancient of old. He coming back, how you can't see the prophecy. And every man will get rewarded for their deed. He gave his life, he gave his blood for you and me. So bow down to your king. Messiah coming back with healing in his wings. He went to hell, he still prevailed, he took the key. We don't deserve to be alive, so it's your need. Bow down to the blood of the king.
Blood of the king.
Blood of the king.
Shalom, Yisrael, shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome once again to Kol Elohim. Excuse me. Welcome once again to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, bringing you Ibrit culture by the way of Kol Elohim. For one more segment into this journey of fathers love your children, children love your fathers. And where that thought comes from is Malachi 4:6. Once we get into it, I'll read that where the thought for the lessons come through and where the journey Abba has been taking us on. A restoring of the fathers to the children and the children to the father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's funny, I had a whole different lesson earlier, you know, even sitting at the table yesterday with my king, Mariel and the Harvel, and sitting there, and they was I was asking them where this scripture was, that scripture was, and they was giving me the scriptures and writing it down, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is where we're going at the night, tomorrow night anyway, that's the way we're going. And it's funny how I would just simplify things for us. He sits us down, once we sit down and start to really put thoughts to paper and listen to what he says. Nope, not that way. Let's keep it simple tonight. Let's keep it real simple. Let's go back. I said, okay, and I had the title for it. Probably Tuesday, had the title, the subtitle for this. I ain't going to tell y'all the subtitle for this until we get to where we going to read from tonight, subtitle for this. Because it's a thought that Abba gave me, and it's a vision that he gives us, right? And he wants the people to see something, to understand something. And with all his mores, how he teaches us, is convey my message to the people so they can understand, so they can see what I'm trying to tell them through you, you know. And it's not that the mores are trying to tell the people anything. And sometimes we get in our own flesh and we speak out of our own flesh, and the people who have the spirit of discernment will understand when we're speaking out of our own flesh, and they also should understand when we are speaking through the spirit of Yahushua, or the spirit has taken hold of us and led, and Yahweh is trying to convey a message to his children, which starts with the priest, always starts with the priest, then goes out to everybody else. I gave that understanding to Brother Deuel for me, and I remember him bringing that out last year or a couple years ago. He brought it. I know that that's one of the things that stuck out to me. He brought out before, which a lot of things he's talked about, but that registered in my mind that I understood that, because a lot of times when we, as a messenger, get a message, it's for us first. It's for us. And you can't deny it, because certain things that you're going through, you'll read something or hear something, and that little light bulb goes off. You get that little bit of understanding, see, how this message was personally for you, as well as everybody else who hears the Moray teach. And you will get something. He can speak for 3-4 hours. And you may get one thing, but Abia will take that one seed. And as he said, it could be small as a mustard seed, and he will allow that to grow within your spirit, within your mind, and cone within the things that we go through. Like, see, that message was personal for you, as well as everybody else. He can do that with his word. He can do that with his messengers. And 9 times out of 10, the messengers don't know what's going on in everybody's house. They don't know. Because for the most part, we don't all talk. We don't all share things. And only to our closest ones, you know, and we all have that. Everybody has it. We're not saying that that's a bad thing, because there are some that we are closer to, that we are more open to the talk, that we feel more comfortable with, that our guard is not down. And maybe that person, he or she, have demonstrated a trueness of friendship to you, so you can go deep within the inner workings of ourselves on the altar to that brother or to that sister. We all have someone like that. And I have several, but my man is Brother Mariel. Even some things I don't even say, I know Brother Mariel, no, because known Brother Mariel since I was 17 years old. You know, he know. The crowd may not know, but that's one brother that knows Sean Kelly as well as Ariel Ben Yisrael. He know both of them, and he can. We tripped it. We laughed about that a little earlier. Oh yeah, boy, I knew that one. Yeah, I knew something else wasn't right. And it's good to have close friends like that, though. Not just brothers and sisters, close friends. And I wish I could be close friends like that with all Yisrael, especially my home, Beth Yahweh, that we could all be close friends like that, where we could, hey, something a little wrong, something wrong. But many times we can get around each other, and we'll never know. We will never know what a brother or sister is going through unless they tell us. Unless they tell us. We can tell if they're a little upset, maybe. We can tell that. We talking about some deep down things. We don't know each other like that. And funny, because we've been around each other for some of us for 20-plus years, but we haven't opened up to each other like that. And Abba has been giving us for the last 2-3 years is for us to first empty ourselves out. You know, if you want to help a brother or sister help a brother help a sister, however you want to do it, empty yourself out. Be able to become that one that they could feel safe around. They can let down their guards, their most inner things around you. And then some people, they just don't give a world, right? They could care less. So they just outright like that. They just outright. But even in those people, you can always tell that something's there. Always. You can tell. Something's there. Because however we are, we got that way through life experiences. However we are. We become who we are today without life experiences. However we are. So something took place in our life one way or another for us to become the people that we are today. And what Abba Yah tries to do is doing with us is to tear down and rebuild. Tear down, rebuild over and over again. I got to tear down, rebuild. Okay, I thought I had that out the way. You know what? I got to smash him again and bring him back up. It's like a over and over cycle that some of us go through. We go through. And one of the things that he showed me this week about elevation, talking to him about elevation, I believe I got to talk to Marielle and Harbell about this earlier today, is how you truly elevate in Abba Yah. Because you can have all the knowledge. You can be able to pull scriptures from every book, the lost books, the new books, whatever books, the word of Yahweh. You can pull scripture from the word of Yahweh. You can have knowledge of the 22 spirits, the 22 letters. You can have deep knowledge, where though when you speak into someone, their mouth drop and they just in awe. You take control of the conversation and you just run them through Abba's word and give them all that. Brother Paul said, it still don't mean nothing if you don't have love. And that is the true elevation, how you elevate in Yahweh, how your spirit, over and over, Abba Yah is giving his believers, those who call themselves true Israel, opportunities to show love over and over and over and over again. And you get to a point sometimes, I know I have, you know, well, I'm not being the one that's taking it low all the time. Bump that. I'm gonna take the high road, and Abba Yah smack you right off that high road with the quickness. But that's what it's about for him. And for us to elevate, we must humble ourselves. In the world system, that's an oxymoron. Yo, you got to go low even to get high. How you can hear the hoppers now and say, "Make that make sense to me. I got to get on my knees and go low so I can get high. Make that make sense." You don't. It don't make sense in this world, right? You always said, my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. My ways are higher than the heavens are from the earth. That's how far and different our ways are. But what I want out of y'all, to humble yourself. And what I want out of y'all is to learn how to love in awkward situations. Learn how to love in hard situations. Learn how to love when you were wrong, when somebody wronged you. Learn how to be the first one in that gutter down there fighting with that brother or that sister. And when you see how my son sees, then you truly have elevated yourself. We got to do that. We have to learn how to continue to love, even when we, in our mindset, think we're wrong, been wrong. Sister, you know what? I ain't got no hard feelings towards you, because whatever we believe we're doing towards a brother or a sister, guess who's listening? Guess who's watching? Abba Yah, I can see your thoughts. Matter of fact, I see the thoughts before they get into your mind. Before they hit your mind, I knew the thoughts was before they even put in your mind, was put in your mind. Because half the time I'm trying to whisper in your ears, and the other half the time Hillel is trying to whisper in your ears, and it all depends on which one you want to choose and listen to. Even yourself. Even ourselves, our own thoughts takes us. And we could carry that thought, and it will carry into the ways of Yahweh, and we could carry that thought, and it will carry into the ways of Hillel. Only two ways we can go. Only two ways we can go. You know, I saw this TikTok. I don't know who sent it out, but I know I saw it, the TikTok. And the TikTok went about this demon who unleashed the donkey. And it's, when I say, I wish I could play it now for y'all, because it was beautiful. It was a beautiful illustration of what Satan does, what Hillel does, what the opponent does, right? And he untied the donkey, and the donkey ran through a field and destroyed the field, the farmer's field. So the farmer's wife came out and shot the donkey. The owner of the donkey came and shot the wife, right? So after the owner shoots the wife, then the farmer go and shoot the owner of the donkey, or kills the owner of the donkey, two children, whatever way. I know I'm tearing it up, but he goes and kills the owner of the two donkeys. And then the owner of the donkey, he go kill his family. And they go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And at the end, I believe the owner of the donkey was the one that stayed alive. He went and asked the demon, he said, why did you start all that trouble? And the demon said, I didn't start the trouble. I just simply let the donkey go. And the donkey, because of the donkey, it went from one person to another person, to one person to another person, and nobody ever stopped it. And if we know what a donkey is, right, we know what we call a donkey, right, what's another name for a donkey is the first letter of our alphabet, right? So I just simply let the donkey go. And because of the donkey, all this turmoil went through these two families. But nobody stopped and said, let's do the right thing. The demon said, you can't blame me because I did nothing. I just let the donkey loose. And the donkey ran roughshod through all y'all lives. And nobody stopped and said, we will not allow this donkey to run roughshod in our lives. And that's us at times, right? We are that donkey. Demon, just let us go. We're running from field to field, tearing things up. But I thought it was a beautiful illustration of what happens in the spirit world. Matter of fact, if I can, I'll find that and I'll send that out. Beautiful illustration of what happens in the spirit world. And once we come to understand that we are always in the battle, we are always fighting. Within the spirit realm, we don't understand it. We don't see it. It's not always at the forefront of our minds. It's not always in our senses that we're guarding them. We are so connected to this flesh that we lose sight of we are in a spiritual battle at all times, every word, every thought, that we have to be able to check and comb we lose sight that we in a spiritual battle. We lose sight in another lesson I was trying to give us. Remember y'all in the spiritual battle. Remember that. There's not an aspect of our life that we are not in a spiritual battle. Even when we believe things are going good, but we truly in a spiritual battle. Truly in a spiritual battle at all times, every waking moment, even in our sleep. That's why we have to pray, Abba, give me shalom within my sleep. Give me shalom, even in my sleep. One of the things we have to understand that we are always in a spiritual battle and given opportunities to show the true mighty one of this world. I'm sorry, Father. I didn't get a chance, Sam. I didn't get a chance to open up with open prayer. I'm going to do that right now, and then I'm going to read the benediction, and we're going to get into this lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, for allowing us to come to the Shabbat door, not quite yet open, or just about to be open. Abba Yah, we thank you for being able to come in and sup with you, Father. We look forward to the meals you have prepared through your moraes, Father, Brother Yariel, a little later on, Brother Deuel, Father, that you keep the adversary far from them, brothers, Father, that you keep their mind stayed on you, Father. Strengthen them, Father, in whatever way that they need to be strengthened, Father. That they keep their sword sharpened, Father, because they understand that the battle is always raging, Father. So give them your word, Father. Speak to them, Father, so we can be fed a little later on today, Father, through your reverence and through your knowledge, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. I'll be reading out of the, I'm doing a lot of reading tonight too, family. Tona Aki, Tona, a lot of reading tonight, and it's going to be simple reading, family. Simply just reading the word, and prayerfully I don't have to go into some explaining, and I move as I move. But for the most part, I'm just going to be doing some reading. So pray for me, for family, that my eyes don't start weighing on me. It's going to be about five chapters I'm going to read. Five chapters. Go read them. You know, and again, the father, love your children. Children, love your fathers. And that comes from Malachi 4:6. But we're going to start at 4:4. Remember the Torah of Moshe and keep this scripture right here in mind, family. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Yisrael, laws and right ruling. Again, I'm reading out of the scripture, the TF 2009, sending you, Eliyah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with utter destruction before he comes, in other words. Yes, before he comes, and yes, he's coming. But before he comes, this is a prophecy that must be fulfilled, that the hearts of the fathers shall turn back to the children and the children's heart back to the fathers. But we highlighting verse 4, remember Moshe and his Torah. So that's where we're going at tonight, family. And the subtitle to this is Speak to the Children of Yisra'el. Speak to the Children of Yisra'el. So you know what? Abba said, as I was sitting down putting this thing together, we're going to go through Shemot, starting at chapter 19, and we're going to read all the way to 24. We're just going to read. It's almost, and we know what this is. This is the covenant that we made back in Mount Horeb. Remember Malachi 4. And this is what we're about to go, and this is what that Malachi 4 is talking about. Remember what I gave Moshe. Remember what I gave Moshe. But I do want to read one clause before I go there. And just a clause of a verse. So we're going to Romans 8:3. And I'm going to read the first and second clause of this verse. Torah being powerless in that it was weak through the flesh. And that's it. Matter of fact, at the end, we're going to come back to this verse. But before we come back, I just wanted to give that thought. Not me. Abba wanted to give that thought while we're reading this contract that all Israel, even today, says we will do. For the Torah being powerless in that it was weak through the flesh, and we understand, I can't help it. I'm going to go ahead at 19, but I'm going to move as I would say move. But what's the difference? I wish we was in the presence of each other because I would like to see and hear answers. What's the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant? For those who don't know, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the answer. He said, I'm going to put my law in your inward part. I'm going to put my spirit within you, and my spirit is going to cause you to keep my law, statute, and judgment. So the verse or the clause that we just read in Romans 8 alleviates any excuse that we have for knowing his word. Because if we say that we have the spirit of Yahushua, the spirit of Yahushua is a down payment, and it is a guider to for us to keep his law, statutes, and judgment. Amen? 19. And again, I'm just going to read. It's like we at Mount Sinai, and we can all just imagine and close our eyes and hear we at Mount Sinai. And we all get in this personally from Abba Yah. We all at Mount Sinai. The whole nation is at Mount Sinai. In the third new moon, after the children of Yisrael had come out of the land of Mitzrayim, on this day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, for that they set out from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So Yisrael camped there before the mountain. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called to him from the mountain, saying, this is what you are to say to the house of Yaakov and declare to the children of Yisrael. You have seen what I did to the Mitzrites, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for those who don't know, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And now, if you diligently obey my voice, shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a reign of priests and a set-apart nation. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Yisrael. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we shall do. So Moshe brought back the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moshe, see, I am coming to you and a thick cloud, so that the people hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. And Moshe reported the word of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moshe, go to the people and set them apart today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their garments and shall be prepared by the third day. For on the third day, Yahweh shall come down upon Mount Sinai before for the eyes of all the people. And you shall make a border for the people around and say, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall certainly be put to death. A hand is to touch it, but he shall certainly be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or beast shall not live. When the Jubal sounds long, let them come near the mountain. And Moshe came down from the mountain to the people and set the people apart, and they washed their garments. And he said to them, to the people, be prepared by the third day. Do not come near a wife. And it came to be on the third day in the morning that there were thundering and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a voice of a shofar was very strong, and all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Excuse me. And the Mount Sinai was in smoke, all of it, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire, and its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace, and all the mountain trembled exceedingly. And when the voice of the shofar sounded long and became very strong, Moshe spoke, and Elohim answered him by voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and Yahweh called Moshe to the top of the mountain, and Moshe went up. And Yahweh said to Moshe, go down and warn the people, lest they break through unto Yahweh to see, and many of them fall. Come near Yahweh, set themselves apart too, lest Yahweh break out against them. And Moshe said to Yahweh, the people are not able to come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, make a border around the mountain and set it apart. And Yahweh said to him, come down, come, and go down. Then come up, and you are Aharon with you, but do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he break out against them. And Moshe went down to the people and spoke to them. 20. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house. You have no other mighty ones against me, my face. You did not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness that is which is in the heavens above or which in the earth beneath or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the third, on the children, on the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving commitment to thousands of those who love me and guard my command. You did not bring the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, to naught, for Yahweh does not leave the one unpunished who brings his name to naught. Remember the Shabbat day to set it apart. 6 days you labor and shall do all your work. But the seventh day is a Shabbat of Yahweh, your Elohim. You do not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, cattle, nor your stranger who was within your gate. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Shabbat day and set it apart. Respect your father and your mother so that your days are prolonged upon the shore which Yahweh your Elohim giving you. You did not murder. You did not commit adultery. You did not steal. You did not bear false witness against your neighbor. You did not covet your neighbor's house. You did not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor whatever belongs to your neighbors. And all the people saw the thundering, the lightning flashing, the voice of the shofar, and the mountain smoking, and they trembled and stood at a distance. Excuse me. And said to Moshe, you speak with us, and we hear, but let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. And Moshe said to the people, do not fear, for Elohim has come to prove you, and in order that his fear be before you, so that you do not sin. So the people stood at a distance, but Moshe drew near to the thick darkness where Elohim was. And Yahweh said to Moshe, say this to the children of Yisrael, you yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from the heaven. You do not make besides me mighty ones of silver, and you do not make mighty ones of gold for yourself. Make a slaughter place for earth for me, and you shall slaughter on it, and your ascending offering and your peace offering, your sheep and your cattle. In every place where I cause my name to be, remember I shall come to you and bless you. And if you make me a slaughter place of stone, do not build it of cut stone. For if you use your chisel on it, you have profaned it. Nor do you go up by step to my slaughter place, lest your nakedness be exposed on it. 21 family. These are right rulings which you are. When you buy a Hebrew servant, he serves 6 years. In the seventh, he goes out free for naught. If he comes in by himself, he goes out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife and she has borne him son or daughter, the wife and her children are her master's. He goes out by himself. And if the servant truly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, let me not go out free. Then his master shall bring him before Elohim and shall bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And when a man sells his daughter to be a female servant, she does not go out as the male servant do. If she is displeased in the eyes of her master who has engaged her to himself, then he shall let her be ransomed. He shall have no authority to sell her to a foreign people because of him deceiving her. And if he has engaged her to his son, he is to do to her as it is right of daughters. And I will say, speak on this family, and then this is a small thing. If you sell yourself to an employee, that's all it's talking about, being an employee. And an employee today is vastly different than an employee in ancient times. Vastly different. If he takes another wife, her food, her covering, and her marriage rights are not to be diminished. And if he does these three for her, then she shall go out for naught without silver. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall certainly to be put to death. But if he did not lie in wait, but Elohim deliver him into his hands, then I shall appoint for you a place where he is to flee. I will speak on that. In other words, if you kill a man, or if a man get killed by you and or hurt you, and Yahweh deliver that man into your hand, then your blood guiltiness is free. Yahweh will have somewhere for you to go. And remember, Yahweh says, vengeance is mine. So Yahweh will deliver that person into your hand. But when a man acts presumptuously against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you are to take him even from my slaughter place to die. He who strikes his father or his mother shall certainly be put to death. And he who kidnaps a man and sells him or if he is found in his hands. So certainly people did that. Again, see that kidnapping, that was the slavery. That he ain't talking about if you sell yourself, when you kidnap a man. That's what happened to our ancestors. When people try to say, well, God will okay slavery. No, slaves. No, he's not talking about slave family. And he, I'm going to read that again. And he who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hands, shall certainly be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother shall certainly be put to death. And when men strive together and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he raises again and walks out about that, then he will strike. Then who struck him shall be innocent. If he only pays for lost time and sees to it that he is completely healed. Amen. Amen. And when a man strikes his male or female servant with a rod so that he dies under his hand, he shall certainly be punished. But if he remains alive or two, day or two, he is not punished, for he is his property. And when men strive and they shall smite a pregnant woman and her children come out, yet there is no injury, he shall certainly be punished accordingly to that woman's husband lays upon him, and he shall give through the judges. But if there is injury, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, lash for lash. And when a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he is to let him go free for the sake of his eye. And if he knocks out the tooth of the male or female servant, he is to let him go free for the sake of the tooth. And when an ox gores a man or a woman to death, then the ox shall be certainly be stoned, and its owner of the ox is innocent. However, if the ox was presumptuously in the habit of goring, and its owner has been warned, and he has not kept it confined, so that it has killed a man or a woman, the ox is stoned, and its owner also is put to death. If a sin covering is laid upon him, then he shall give the ransom of his life, whatever is laid on him. Whether it has gored a son or gored a daughter, according to the right ruling, it is done to him. If the ox gores a male or female servant, he is to give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox is stoned. And when a man opens a pit, or if a man digs a pit and digs not a cover, and an ox or a donkey falls in it, the owner of the pit is to repay. He is to give silver to the owner, and the dead beast is his. And when the ox of a man smites the ox of his neighbor and it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the silver from it, and also divide the dead ox. Or if it was known that the ox was previously in the habit of goring, and its owner has not kept it confined, he shall certainly be paid, while the dead beast is his. I just want us to hear the fairness of Abba Yah, and the fairness of Abba Yah. And where everyone else in this world who has a court system of any kind, where they got it from, right here. Where they got, I don't care if they talk about some Anunnaki or all this other foolishness, because Adam was around before all them. Word was always in the earth. Coming to understand when we're reading through the patriarchs that there was always some type of Torah, some type of law, some type of instruction in the earth. Always. Always some type of instructions in the earth. And these men ain't just come up and say, all right, we going to start something. No, they still copycat it. And just the first to put it ink to paper. And Abba didn't have his like that. But his word, his judgment, his statutes was always in the earth. Regardless of what man try to credit other people to. People. Regardless of how man try to credit them for that. It's been around way before his. No. No. The laws of Yahweh, of the Torah, has always been in the earth. How else did Pharaoh understood that wife, Abraham's wife, it was wrong to take? Or what was the other king? Abimelech or Amalek. How else did they know and understand that was wrong to take a man's wife? And so on and so on. But now we are here at Mount Sinai. And Abba is putting it to stone for us. He is giving it to a whole nation. I, mankind is going to do whatever he wants with my law. Let me give it my law strictly to a nation. But it was still weak through the flesh. Right? Let's move on to 22, family. When a man steals an ox or a sheep and shall slaughter it or sell it, he repays 5 cattle for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there is no guilt for his bloodshed. And the sun has risen, if the sun has risen on him, there is guilt for his bloodshed. He shall certainly repay. If he has not the means, then he shall be sold for his death. Excuse me. If the death is indeed found alive in his hand, whether it is an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he repays double. When a man lets a field or a vineyard be grazed bare and let loose his livestock and it feeds in another man's field, he repays from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. When fire breaks out and spreads through thorn bushes so that it's stacked grain or standing grain or the field is consumed, he who kindled the fire shall certainly repay. When a man gives silver or gold to his neighbor to guard and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the theft is found, he repays double. If the death is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought before Elohim to see whether he has put his hand in his neighbor's good. For every matter of transgression, for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for garment, or for whatever is lost with another claim to be his, let the matter of them both come before Elohim, and whoever Elohim declares wrong repays double to his neighbor. When a man gives to his neighbor a donkey or ox or sheep or any beast to watch over and it dies or is injured or driven away while no one is looking, let an oath of Yahweh be between them both that he has not put his hand into his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept that he does not repay. But if it is indeed stolen from him, he repays to its owner. For it is torn to pieces, then let him bring it for evidence. For he does not repay that was. And when a man borrows from his neighbor and is injured or dies while the owner of it is not present, he shall certainly repay. But if its owner was with it, he does not repay. It was hired. He is entitled to the hire. And when a man entices a maiden who is not engaged and lies with her, he shall certainly pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he repays according to the bride price of maiden. Do not allow the practitioner of witchcraft to live. anyone lying with a beast shall certainly be put to death. He who slaughters to an Elohim, except Yahweh, only is put under the ban. Tread down a sojourner or oppress him, for when you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim, do not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you do afflict them at all, if they cry out to me at all, I shall certainly hear their cry, and my wrath shall burn, and I shall kill you with the sword. With wives shall be widowed, your wives shall be widowed, and your children fatherless. If you do lend to silver of any of my people, do the poor among you, you are not to be like one of the one that lends on interest to him. Do not lay interest on him. If you take your neighbor's garment as a pledge at all, you are to return it to him before the sun goes down. For that it is only covering. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What does he sleep in? And it shall be that when he cries to me, I shall hear and I shall favor. For I show favor. Hold up, I thought Yahweh ain't in the favor of man, right? But he just said, I show favor. Certain situations. Do not revile an Elohim, nor curse a ruler of your people. Do not delay giving your harvest and your vintage. Give me the firstborn of your sons. Likewise, to do with your oxen, with your sheep, it is to be with its mother 7 days. On the eighth day, you give it to me, and you are set apart men to me. You do not eat any meat which is torn to pieces in the field. You throw it to the dog. 23, family. Do not bring a false report. Do not put your hand with the wrong to be a malice witness. Do not follow a crowd to do evil, nor bear witness in a strife, so as to turn aside after many, to turn aside what is right. And do not favor a poor man in his strife. When you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall certainly return it to him. When you see the donkey of him whom hates you lying under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall certainly help him. Let me read that again. Remember what we talked about? We said opportunity to show love at all times. You want to elevate? Humble yourself. When you see the donkey of who hates you lying under his burden, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall certainly help him. Then the realist of Abba, he knows that people are going to hate you. And this not even, he's not even talking about when Yahushua comes. Just people just not going to like you. They just going to hate you for who you are. Just them. That's how their spirit is. Going to hate you. Abba know that. He understands that. But what he requires out of his children, is to still love them, to still be there for them, to hold malice against one another. No people going to hate them. And he's talking to Israel, that the one that hates them is an Israelite, your neighbor. Six, do not turn aside the right ruling of your poor in his strife. Keep yourself far from false matters, and do not kill the innocent and the righteous. For I do not declare the wrong right, and do not take a bribe. For a bribe blinds the seeing, and one and twists the words of the righteous. And do not oppress a sojourner, as you yourselves know the heart of a sojourner, because you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. And for 6 years you are to sow your land, and shall gather its increase. But the seventh year you are to let it rest, and shall leave it. And the poor of your people shall eat, and what they leave, the beast of the field eat. Do the same with your vineyard and your olive yard. 6 days you are to do your work, and on the seventh day you rest, in order that your ox and your donkey must rest, and the son of your female servant, and the sojourner be refreshed. And in all that have said to take, excuse me, and in all that I have said to you, take heed. Make no mention of the name of a mighty one. Let it not be heard from your mouth. 3 times in the year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Guard the festival of Matzah. 7 days you eat unleavened bread as a command you. At the time appointed in the new moon of Abib, for in it you came out of Mitzrayim and did not appear before me, and do not appear before me empty-handed. And the festival of the harvest, the first fruit of your labors which you have sown in the field, and the festivals of ingathering at the outgoing of the year when you have gathered in the fruit of your labors from the field. 3 times in the year all your males are to appear before the Master Yahweh. Do not slaughter the blood of my slaughtering with leaven, bread, and the fat of my festival shall not remain until morning. Bring the first of the first fruit of your land into the house of Yahweh, your Elohim. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. See, I am sending a messenger before you to guard you in the way and to bring you into place which I have prepared. Be on guard before him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he is not going to pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. But if you diligently obey his voice and shall do not do all that I speak, then I shall be an enemy to your enemies and a distressor to those distress you. For my messenger shall go before you and shall bring you into the Amorite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Canaanite and the Hevite and the Jebusite, and I shall cut them off. Do not bow down to their mighty ones, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but without fail overthrow them, and without fail break down their pillars. And you shall serve Yahweh, your mighty one, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I shall remove sicknesses from your midst. None shall miscarry or be burned in your land. I shall fill the number of your days. I shall send my fear before you and cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I shall send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hevites and the Canaanites and the Hevites, the Hittites, from before you. I shall not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become a waste and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I shall drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. And I shall set your border in the sea of reeds to the sea of the Philistines and from the wilderness to the river. For I shall give the inhabitants the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. Do not make a covenant with them, nor with their mighty ones. Let them not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me when you serve their mighty ones, when it becomes a snare to you. 24, family, we're going just to 11 and 24. And to Moshe, he said, come up to Yahweh, you and Aharon, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Yisrael, and you shall bow yourselves from a distance. But Moshe shall draw near to Yahweh by himself, and let them not draw near, nor let let the people go up with him. And Moshe came and related to the people all the words of Yahweh and all the right rulings. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all Yahweh has spoken, we shall do. And Moshe wrote down all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning and built a slaughter place at the foot of the mountain and 12 standing columns for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he set young men, and he sent young men of the children of Israel, and they offered ascending offerings and slaughtering of peace offerings to Yahweh of Boaz. And Moshe took half the blood and put it on the basin and half the blood, and he sprinkled on the slaughter plate. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of all the people. And they said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we shall do and obey. And Moshe took the book and sprinkled it on the people and said, see, the blood of the covenant which Yahweh have made with you concerning all these words. And Moshe went up, also Aharon, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders. And they saw Elohim of Israel and under his feet, like a paved work of sapphire stone, and like the heavens of brightness. Yet he did not stretch out his hand against the chief of the children of Israel, and they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. If we just noticed something, Sam, that part right there, it tickles me, right? Because Yahweh was just adamant, right? They come up here, I'm killing them. Moshe, don't let them come up here. But it shows something, family. We ain't even talk about that tonight. But it shows something. The elders, the 70 elders, and the 12, and the two, I mean, they got to go up there. They got to see Abba Yah. But he was just adamant. Don't let them come up here, Moses. I ain't playing with them. I ain't none of them. Abihu, Aharon, none of them. Don't let them come up here. And they still got to go up there. And the scripture just read, yet he did not stretch out his hand against the chief of the children of Israel, and they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank. Message in that, family. Message in that. Amen? you never cease to amaze us. So I'll go back to Romans 8, family. We're going to read down to 1 and 9. I had to do too much explaining tonight. Just allowed us. But what we just read, hopefully, we can meditate on that word tonight, what Abba said where we was at Mount Sinai. Hopefully that your imagination allowed you to get there to Mount Sinai. There is then now no condemnation to those who are in Mashiach Yahushua, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the of life in Mashiach Yahushua has set me free from the Torah of sin and of death. Right? I'm going to just say law. When I see Torah, I'm going to try to read just law. Because maybe someone may not understand the word Torah. Right? They've taken off everything that we just read. No. For the law being powerless in that it was weak through the flesh, Elohim, having sent his own son in the likeness of flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteousness of the law should be completed in us. I'm going to read that again. So that the righteousness of the law, or the matter of the Torah, whatever we just read and more, should be completed in us who do not walk according to the, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the matters of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the matters of the Spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and shalom, peace. Because the mind of the flesh is enmity towards Elohim, for it does not subject itself to the Torah, of Elohim, neither indeed is it able. And those who are in the flesh are under, are unable to please Elohim. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of Elohim dwells in you, indeed the spirit of Elohim dwells in you, and if any man does not have the spirit of Messiah, this one is not his. And if Messiah is in, I'm going to read one more time. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of Elohim dwells in you, and if anyone does not have the spirit of Mashiach, this one is not his. We have no excuse, family, as our forefathers did. Yahweh knew and understood. My law is spiritual. That's okay. That's all right. Because there's only certain ones I want to give it to you right now at this juncture or at this stage in mankind's creation, right? Because there's time when my son come in the world, then I'm going to give out the spirit that's going to help them walk in my law, statutes, and judgment. You will be able to tell. But it even goes deeper than that, family, because when Paul says, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life, right? So, and that's what happened with Israel. They walked by the letter, not understanding the spirit of it. That's why Yahushua, the scripture says that he will come and magnify. He's going to bring it off the paper and give it life to us. So we can see the Torah walking. We can see the Torah in action in everything. Remember Rabbi Gershom McDaniel said that you can see Yahweh in the air. You can see Yahweh in the water. You can see Yahweh in the trees and the animals. You come to understand Yahweh in everything. In everything. But that's growth. That's when we elevate it. And that takes time. That's a process. Because we still bend the knees, as scripture says. Humble ourselves, and he will exalt us. He will exalt us. That's the end of my blog talk tonight, family. Speak to the children of Yisrael. That's what Abba said tonight. Speak to the children of Yisrael. Let me get the Benedict McLean back on the side. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitate the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yah, once again, for allowing us to stand at Mount Sinai, Father. Father, on this day, once again, Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing, Father. May it be spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, Father. In any way, Father Yah, that you touch them and heal them, Father. Father Yah, them, if I don't call their names, let them not feel slighted or left out, Father. So I know I can't call everybody's name, but I know you know when I say everybody in the household of Beth Yahweh, Father. In any way, you touch them, you heal them, Father. Those who are members, those who are members of Yisrael, Father, those who are called out for your marvelous purpose, Father, that you heal them, Father, that you allow them to learn the lessons as we go through whatever you have us to go through, Father, that you allow us to understand that you're still on the throne, Father, that you still protect us as we heard your word, Father, as we heard your word, and as you elevate us, Father, as you take us higher and higher each and every day, Father, each and every opportunity that you allow us to lay ourselves down, Father, that we see you by your road, Father, as our ancestors did, Father, as many others have saw show them glimpses of their reward, Father, and that we be assured that we have that reward waiting for us, Father. That we hear not those words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. You never let your heart love freely. Let us break this stone off of this heart, Father. Help us to break it off of us, Father. Help us to remove it, Father, so we can hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, Father. Help us. Yahushua's holy and precious name, I'm asking and I'm praying on behalf of all Yisrael, Father. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah.
For so long, there was a wall protecting my heart. Now I'm taking it down. For so long.
so wonderful. My eye, you are so wonderful. Almighty eye, so wonderful. My eye, you are so wonderful. Oh,
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Talk to me, so you can't.